Islamic insurgents attacked an African Union peacekeeping base in the Somali capital yesterday, killing three civilians sleeping in their nearby home. Insurgents in recent weeks have stepped up attacks aimed at toppling Somalia's Western-backed government, prompting tens of thousands of people to flee Mogadishu. We spoke to the Apostolic Administrator for Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin.
The situation in Somalia, particularly in Mogadishu, is at least, I would say, chaotic. You have the newly appointed, the newly elected transitional government, who is not able to control more than a third of the capital, Mogadishu. While you have the rest of Mogadishu and the rest of central southern Somalia, which is in the hands of different Islamist groups. There was also the return of a prominent Islamist leader who was in Asmara up to some, I think, 2 months ago. He was welcomed by the new government with the hope that he would contribute to reconciliation. Instead, we have the impression that he is the mastermind of this new insurgency. The fact is that Mogadishu, during these last days, has suffered more than a year ago. Mortars and different arms, weapons, have been circulating and creating and killing a lot of people.